Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Dr. Psych Mom Show. So today I'm going to be talking about retroactive jealousy, which is something I get asked about a lot, increasingly more in recent years. And that is when you become obsessed with your partner's past and their past sexual experiences and past romantic partners. And I'm going to discuss why you feel that way and what people can do about it. Right after I tell you to subscribe, most recent subscriber episode is, should high libido wives withhold sex to make their husbands more romantic? And the one coming up soon is sex positive versus high libido. What are the differences and what should you be looking for? All right, so in terms of retroactive jealousy, there are some people who are much, much more likely to become retroactively jealous than other people. So obviously, if you do not feel that you have had enough partners and you are upset about your own life and your own lack of partners, and you feel that you are a late bloomer, which I discuss in many posts and podcasts, and you waited too long to have sex, and maybe you were raised religious, or you had low self-esteem and you just could not find people to have sex with, or you were scared about having sex because you had been taught that it was bad, or maybe you were so anxious that you would lose the girlfriend or the boyfriend that you were with that, you just married that first person because you didn't think, that you could find anybody else. Even if you love them, you could still kind of be upset that you didn't have more experience. And so if you actually wish that you had had more experience, then it is easy to become obsessed with the fact that your partner did, especially if you tend toward OCD. Now, all of this is somebody who tends to be anxious. Obviously, preoccupied attachment is the anxious attachment one. But beyond that, somebody who struggles with diagnosable anxiety, and retroactive jealousy can be a form of OCD. There's something called relationship OCD, when you wonder if this is the right relationship for you all the time. And retroactive jealousy with intrusive thoughts about stuff that your partner has done in the past, whether they're comparing you to those people, whether they're really happy, why, if they're doing exactly the same thing with you as with them, how you could find out, even to the point of sometimes going through their emails and trying to find stuff that they did with other people that they're not telling you about. All this stuff obviously is going to happen more with somebody who already tends toward OCD. So if you are OCD, have diagnosable OCD, which you may not know, so that would be something to go to a therapist about, right? But if you tend to have thoughts that you can't get out of your head, and you've had magical thinking like, if I do this, then this will happen, and you're an anxious person, it's likely that you may have OCD, so you should get evaluated for it. But if you take somebody who already tends toward OCD and you combine it with somebody who's not happy with the amount of experience that they've had, then, this can happen, that they become consumed with the idea that their partner has had all these other experiences that they have not had. Now, also, there's the possibility, and this is, this is not all cases. Sometimes guys, especially, get obsessed with this, and it is, I see it more in guys than in women, because of our society, saying that women should have fewer partners than men, and women are sluts, and whatever, all this bullshit. But so guys can become more obsessed with it, I've seen. And also guys are the ones who think they were supposed to have more partners, so then they get more upset when they didn't. So I have seen this in guys that don't want to admit that they're dissatisfied with their primary relationship. So some of them are happy. The girl's having sex with them all the time. She's doing whatever they want, whatever she wants. She's high libido. Everything's fine. They're in the honeymoon stage, but he just can't get it out of his head that she did this with other people too. Right. And but there's also, and that's more OCD type and self-esteem type of stuff. Then there's the other point, which is that if somebody is in fact unhappy with the relationship and they are dissatisfied, then it's a perfect storm here. So they don't want to admit that they're unhappy or dissatisfied with the primary relationship because, as we said, they have low self-esteem. They don't think they could get someone else. They don't want to think too deeply about that they aren't happy with their sex life. They're bored. The sex life is boring. So instead, they become obsessed with the idea that the woman's done stuff before them, as almost like they're like moving over their unhappiness into something that feels like less risky than to literally outright say that they're dissatisfied with the relationship, which then could possibly force their hand to have to do something about it. So like guys who have a very vanilla sex life will become obsessed with the fact that the woman went down on another man, but she doesn't go down on them. And then she'll be like, literally, that was the worst experience of my life. I hated it. I hate blowjobs. I like hate it. I hated it when I did it. And you know, we never even did that. Or like anal sex or something. She'll be like, I tried it, it really hurt, and I don't ever want to do it again. And he'll still become obsessed with the idea that she did it with somebody else, even though it would be as though to her, it's as though he said to her when they dated, I was with an abusive woman who punched me in the face and I never want to do that again. And then she became obsessed with the idea that she can't punch him in the face, you know? And I understand she doesn't want to punch him in the face the same as he wants a blowjob. But if she's saying it from the beginning, then you're buying what she's selling, you know? And this is something I talk to people about a lot. It's really not fair. If a woman says she will not go down on you in the beginning of the relationship, but then you become obsessed with her doing it later on when she said she wouldn't, like, that's who she was, you know? I mean, if she wants, she could try to learn and grow. And my sexologist, Heather, has a blowjob class, literally. But like, you got to look at yourself. And the reason that you got involved with that person, despite that they didn't do what you wanted, was because of your own self-esteem. You didn't think that you could possibly have a good relationship with somebody who also, you know, did the stuff that you want in bed. So like, your partner really should not have to suffer because of that. And I say that to women the same. Like, if you met a guy and he wasn't romantic, he wasn't emotional, he barely knew how to string two emotions together in a sentence, and now you're expecting him to become romantic, how? Was he going to have a lobotomy? It's not fair. It's not fair to him, you know? And that blowjob thing. And I'm not talking about the women that do it like all the time, because it's normal. And I have this, why do blowjobs go away in marriage? So I don't have to belabor this point. But the blowjob thing, fine. If she was doing it all the time when you got together and it was honeymoon stage, neither of you knew it because nobody knows about anything when they're young. And then she stopped liking it because she's, you know, her inhibitions went up, her hormones went down, no more honeymoon stage. Then, yeah, sure, you're within your rights to say every so often, I would like a blowjob still. You know, and either you get it or you don't. You can go to couples counseling. Usually, honestly, women would rather go down on you than have me tell them to go down on you over and over. So, which is not, I mean, obviously, I'm making a joke. That's not what therapy is. But, like, if you're sitting there in therapy and, like, we have to talk about it, and I'm like, so why don't you want to do it? And how can we make it better? And blah, 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 blah. Yeah, a lot of times they'll just do it. They're like, this shit is so, like, annoying. Like, fine. Like, I'd rather go down on him than have a goddamn conversation about it. But the point is that there are guys who become obsessed with stuff that she did with another guy that she hated. Like, literally, she hated it. And so that's crazy, right? Because, like, that doesn't make any sense. Like, she literally would not have married that person. She did not like that activity. She hated it. It wasn't sexy. If you get off on a woman literally doing something that she hates doing, hates, is thinking, I would rather never do this again in my life, this is horrible, then that's something to talk about in therapy for reals, right? Because, like, if you want a woman to have a blowjob that she literally feels, like, assaulted by doing, despite that it's consensual, you know, but that she hates, that's not what any guy wants. And so it's because they're thinking of it different. They're thinking that she's lying, that she's just sparing their feelings, that she actually was so attracted to that other guy that she loved giving him head, and now she doesn't love it with you because, and that's all bullshit. If a woman tells you she hated giving head, she hated giving head. I mean, it would be as though you said, oh, I hated going to the opera with my ex-wife. And then, like, you became obsessed with that he was an opera fanatic with your ex-wife instead of just sitting there trying to pinch himself so he didn't fall asleep and hating his life, which is more likely. I don't have anything against opera. I'm just trying to use an analogy. Anyway, point is that if you have unadmitted dissatisfaction with the relationship in general, and now you have, like, a reason, some, like, thing that you're convincing yourself, okay, if they just started to have anal sex, then this would be a better marriage. No, it wouldn't. There's, like, other shit going on. You know, you were maybe a different person when you got with them. You had lower self-esteem, and now you have higher self-esteem, and you just can't be with them anymore, and you don't want to tell yourself that. or you would really have to work on the relationship to kind of make it into something that you would like, but you would rather it be all about anal sex. Wouldn't that be convenient, you know? But it isn't. It's never all. I have so many podcasts that say sex is not just about sex because it's not. All right, and then another reason is that your partner actually does use the ex against you. Like, this is not usual, but this is more in relationships between two fearful, avoidant people. In that situation, there's a lot of conflictual, volatile fighting, and the spouse will say something like, oh, well, you know, it was better with Joe than it was with you. Well, in that case, well, of course you're going to become obsessed with Joe. But you know what? You probably say some whacked out shit in the middle of the fights too, honestly. I've rarely seen somebody volatilely fighting with themselves, you know? And so the point is that in that case, y'all need to be in couples counseling yesterday because your kids are also not always like asleep or like not paying attention, by the way. They are listening to this crazy shit and you know that you heard it growing up too. And that's why you think that you could talk like this to somebody and why they feel like they could talk like it to you. And you guys cannot fight like... you know, in terrible dysfunctional ways in front of your children or in general. So you should probably get into couples counseling and deal with that. And remember, she treated Joe like shit too, just like Joe treated her like shit, just like the two of you treat each other like shit. And that's what that is, you know. Of course, there is yet another corollary because human beings are complex. Where it's like you ask her over and over and over and over, did you like it better with Joe? Did you like it better with Joe? Did you like it better with Joe? Is there anything you like better with Joe? Did you think Joe was in any way better than me? Is Joe taller than me? Does he have a bigger dick than me? Blah, 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 blah. And finally she's like, yeah, he had a bigger dick. I don't really care, you know, but he did. He had a bigger dick, right? And then you become obsessed with that, right? That's not her fault. Like, stop like making shit like terrible and then blaming her for finally capitulating to browbeating. And I have seen that happen. So it's almost as though the person acts the same as though it was unfaithful, as the same sort of tone as I've seen when people have partners who cheat and they become obsessed with knowing every detail about it, except they literally didn't cheat. It was just a prior relationship. That's all. You know, they're allowed to have a prior relationship. And so if you find yourself somebody that does that, that becomes obsessed with this, and the partner hasn't done anything wrong, and she does do the same stuff, and she hasn't said anything about Joe being the love of her life, then you need to be in therapy. Now, why would you be a person like this? Because why did I tell you you would have preoccupied or fearful avoidant attachment? Because you never got the attention growing up. And in the case of fearful avoidant, you got abused or neglected or some chaotic, difficult situation that was very, very stressful to you as a developing child. So you never really learned to trust. And with preoccupied attachment, you had some warmth and love from a caregiver, but it was not on your schedule. You never could really trust it. You never knew when it would be there or not. And so you became obsessed and hypervigilant about always making sure you know exactly where your loved one is and exactly what they're thinking. And you try to over control them and you're jealous so that in theory you can keep them with you and control the situation so that they don't leave you. Right. And so that isn't stuff that your partner can fix. We're not in the realm of couples counseling, even though preoccupied attachment people, they love couples counseling because they want to do everything with their partner because they're obsessed with their partner. But it's individual therapy. You can be away from your partner for 45 minutes a week. It will improve your marriage, you know. And you want to think about, are you literally poisoning the well and obsessing about something in a way that the relationship can't come back from, you know? And I'm talking about a situation where the person's not throwing anything in your face. They did not have some sort of dramatic change of things that they... Like, if somebody says to you, yeah, I really like going down on Joe, but I don't like going down on you. Well, yeah, like, that's a nasty thing to say, right? And you would have to figure out why. You know, I mean, maybe it's something you eat. But I mean, maybe it's you have bad hygiene. Maybe it's something fixable, you know, but maybe it's just that they suck and you suck. And if they suck, you suck. Like, that's like should be literally what I make a podcast about. If your partner sucks, you suck too. Like, they're you just suck in complementary ways, which the formal way to say that is interlocking pathologies. But the informal way is if they suck, you suck. And so you have to figure out what you're doing that is making them say shit like that. It doesn't come out of nowhere. Nobody just walks in through the door. They're like, hey, hon, what's for dinner? And I really like sucking Joe's dick a lot better than yours. No, that doesn't happen. Things happen. They're not in a vacuum. There's crazy fights. And if you know it if this speaks to you. So anyway, that's retroactive jealousy. And if you also tend toward OCD in other areas and become obsessed with other things, become obsessed, like the Nostalgia for Your Prime podcast, if you become obsessed with your past and how things were and how things will never be the same again, this is shit that you have to work on. You're 10 toward OCD genetically, probably. And then on top of it, you had many stressors and many dissatisfactions and disappointments in your life that you need to process and grieve and work through so that you do not destroy your marriage on the altar of a non-issue, which you could see as a non-issue when the OCD-like symptoms subside and when you understand them more. And possibly you'll find there is a real issue with the relationship, but in many cases you will not. All right, I hope you guys found this interesting, and I will talk to y'all soon. Have a great day.